Whether you're just wrapping up the night shift or on your way to start the day, we got what you need.
Welcome to the morning shift.
It's the most mid team in history.
A whole new way to start your day with nationally televised reporter Tiffany Blackman.
Any pizza for me can be a personal.
Can't wait.
Former Falcons and Alabama offensive lineman Mike Johnson.
I've had my butt chewed by Nick Saban a few times.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
And Atlanta sports radio guru Bo Morgan.
You know who I am? I'm Squid Bill.
You tell him I'm coming. And hell's coming with me, you hear?
It's a new experience.
And a new take on a sports morning show.
The morning shift is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
It is the morning shift. Triple in for Tiffany. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this lazy Friday. 4-day weekend for most.
Speak for yourself.
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
It's busy for me. No, I'm not lazy. I'm in here talking to you two chumps.
What is busy about your day today?
I do love the name chump.
I had to wake up at 3:15.
Dude, get out of here.
Actually, I hit snooze. I said, you know what?
I was going to say.
5th of July.
What are you doing for 2 hours?
I'm waking up at 3:45
today. Never in my life have I seen a man constantly look for a cross to nail himself to.
Isn't that like sad, you. Man?
I'm a leader of a nation, Rob.
Guy's got the world by the balls right now. He just wants to bring it down.
I mean, you know what I mean? Look at me.
They asked me what I'm doing.
Saggy.
Mike, how are you doing? Living the dream, baby. Living the dream. You know what I mean? And this guy, well, it's not a lazy day for me.
Hey,
I wake up.
I'm a lot of things. Lazy ain't one of them, Chief.
Rob, I have to admit, man, I was a little disappointed that you didn't have a comment about his shirt when you walked in.
He's seen it before.
I've already seen it.
Have you?
Yeah, he wanted a handout. I've realized now I can't give him one because he took all my hoist drinks out of my office.
I took like four of them.
Four? Yeah. I had a whole case. I come back.
No,
I'm like,
I only took five.
The number keeps rising.
I was like,
by the end of this segment, it's like, y'all only took seven.
Those are yummy.
They are yummy. I need some more.
You know, I totally did that to tweak you. And plus, I was thirsty.
Yeah. Were you hungover every day you came in for me?
No, man.
Well, gentlemen, good fourth. I was a big pile of lethargic goo yesterday. I did nothing.
Ditto.
Good for you. Good for y'all.
Ditto.
I had to give kudos to my wife because that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be very lethargic, let the kids sleep as long as they want, and do all the stuff. My wife's like, nope, we're taking the kids to the Dunwoody 4th of July parade, which I was like, that's not going to be good.
I love parades.
You know what I mean? But I will say, the kids had an absolute blast. I mean,
What was special about it?
My kids, first of all, it's the first parade they've ever been to. So
okay,
they love the fire trucks. They had the SWAT vehicle that came. Spider-Man was riding in a convertible. My son about just absolutely took a deuce in his pants when he saw Spider-Man.
I think I would have liked that. Give me a SWAT vehicle and Spider-Man.
Oh, dude,
in a convertible.
They said they did it right. Actually,
they had a parade of Corvettes come by, which new ones and old school ones and yellows and blacks and silver. He thought that was cool. Convertible sports cars, Dad. Sports cars. I'm like, yeah, it's cool. So, man, it was that he actually even enjoyed. They had a couple of different marching bands, man. He actually really enjoyed that too. But I did not think that he might be playing
a trumpet one day.
He's more of a tuba kind of guy. He'd be the guy in the back playing the tuba. That's all right,
though. The fat kid always played the tuba.
If he wants to play snare drum, tell him I'll give him lessons. I still got chops.
He did love the drummer
the
in the back that was banging. What do you call this one? Where it's
bass
up
drum.
And down. Up and down on
the
chest.
Yes, the bass drum.
Yeah. Dude, he loved the guy in the back. The guy in the back with the bass drum was having trouble keeping up. You know what I mean?
Like, a little tired, a little winded.
He was speed walking.
Hey, I've carried that big drum before. It's heavy.
How big was the bass drummer? Did he look like he should be playing a bass drum?
He was the Charles Barkley version. He was the round mound of rebound, if you will, with the bass drum on his chest.
Could you have made him into a nose tackle if you were pitching football?
He was like he was in the Olympic speed walking marathon trying to keep up. You know, his legs were yay high.
I bet he was drenched, dude, in that marching band outfit.
I was drenched.
Well, that's funny because Amy went to this. I went to the gym and I came back and Amy went to the store and she's like, hey, she's like, I think our buddies Oliver and Kim, I think Oliver and Kim are going to the pool. You want to go? And I go, no.
Yeah.
She's like, are you sure? I go, yeah. I was like, it's hot as crap outside. And
I'm not sure crap's any better, but yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to go sit in it. I was like, honestly, I just, I'm enjoying the. We just spent a whole week at a pool. I'm like, I'm good right now.
I told Rob this last week when you were out, but I was like, man, I feel like when my kids are inside, it's my fault. You know what I mean? Like my kids want to go play outside, and so I want them to be outside. But there has been at least 2 days in the last week where I'm like, no, we're not going out there. Daddy, want to go for a walk? We'll go to the playground. We'll take the power wheel. I'm like, no, kid. Daddy's leaking right now. Daddy is absolutely leaking and losing poundage by the minute.
Wait, what?
Stay inside for a little bit. Yeah.
Sorry, kid. Daddy's drunk again.
Yeah. Well, soon enough, kid. Well, as soon as you go to bed, that's what's happening. But, yeah, nonetheless, man. But, yeah, it was a good fourth, man. Great fourth. We did it up in the driveway, lit the grill, went to the parade. We did the whole bit, man. So I was exhausted last night by the time we turned in.
See, I remember growing up, we always went to the Salute to America parade that WSB TV used to put on when I was a kid. Do that, and they parade out like the B list, C list, D list celebrities. You know?
Oh, dude, they had a couple of those in Dunwoody too. Don't get me wrong, and I don't want to name their names, but you're like champion of this event in Dunwoody, and you're like, I'm sorry, what? Y'all have that event in Dunwoody? Like, you know what I mean? Like the DeKalb champion for the cook off or something. And you're
Gil
like, oh, okay,
Gerard
cool.
is the grand marshal.
You're like, oh, okay, cool. But they had a couple of those too.
I just don't get off on the fourth like I used to because I have fundamentally lost all faith in every institution in this country. We're not living up to the ideals. The middle class can't afford to live anymore. We can't afford to eat. We can't afford to pay rent. We can't afford to have a mortgage. We're all done. We're screwed.
Well, we know both of our presidential candidates are good golfers in their own mind. They told us that, so that was interesting.
I was going to say, let's not go Politico radio.
No, I always like when you can bring sports into a political debate and vice versa. And that always makes me feel entertained. But, you know,
I wouldn't be political. I was talking about real life.
I know. But that's where we're at right now with everything. So it was one of those deals where the 4th of July is like my favorite holiday. It's right there with Christmas for me. And honestly, it was one of the hotter 4th of Julys I remember in a while. But I think because it fell on a Thursday and I just came off vacation and I was just like, you know,
I'm still recuperating from the vacation.
Still, yeah, honestly, still I am.
Up on household chores and
I just thought to myself, I was like, you know, we go to the pool and hang out, and then go to our buddies for a cookout that we're having. And by the time the fireworks get here, I'm gonna be like, you know, I don't know what to use Mike's term, but maybe leaking or just like
drenched,
a big pile of goo.
Drenched.
And I was like, let's just rest up. Let's go to the cookout, watch a little bit of the fireworks, and then I'll go. You know. I actually missed a good fireworks my buddy does because it was so late. I was like, it's 9:45. Like, I got to go home.
I know. We can now we're allowed to buy stuff that it looks like we're attacking Fallujah.
Well, it's funny because when I was trying to go to bed last night, I went home and I went home earlier than everybody else, and even Amy stayed out for more fireworks. And I'm sitting there with the dog, and I was like, man, it feels like I'm going to sleep in like Baghdad in the early 90s. Like it's like boom, 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 boom. It was like everywhere. And I don't have it doesn't bother me. I'm fine with fireworks. It was just kind of wild how it was pretty much constant until I fell asleep.
We had the one neighbor on our street that used to set them off every year, and every parent of little kids in the neighborhood would just be irate about it, including myself. And so that guy has moved on with his life, and we were like, thank God we don't have to fight that battle today. But I love when people do it. It's just, you know, when you got a 2-year-old, it's just not the best thing in the world.
Well, the Braves bass had none.
Man, I am so sick and tired of seeing the Braves drop 2 out of 3 to teams that are hovering around or right below 500.
Yeah, it's what's really frustrating is the fact that when you had as good a pitching as you did in that series, and you still lose. You know, if Charlie Morton's going to go out and give me 5 2/3 to 6 innings, which he gave you 5 2/3 last night with 3 earned runs, I should be chalking that up as a win.
That's a massive win.
Not this year.
And I know, and that's the problem. Like, all the hate that Charlie Moe gets, he's been pretty damn good this year. And in fact, I don't want to hear a word about the Braves pitching until they get a guy that can play the corner outfield and hit more than 160. And it's what I'm going to.
Well, we have another one that's batting. Eddie Rosario's available.
Yeah,
so he's batting worse than 160.
I can't wait to. I can't. And Grant had to address that Wednesday. Like, I don't know who needs to hear this, but I don't really think you want to go down that road again. Like, and
you're not going to capture that lightning in a
bottle.
Not everybody is Jesse Chavez, dude.
But
like,
you know what?
You can't recreate that.
Here's what would happen. Rosario would come in here, and he would be hot for a week. And then you would, and then by the time the trade deadline got, now maybe that would work. But by the time the trade deadline gets here, you still need a piece. So you still need that. I know Grant's not big on him, but a Tommy Pham type of guy who's going to give you some pop, a little bit. Jared Kelnick, I'm going to add my first question for today for Grant at 820 is, when Michael Harris comes back, where in the order is he now hitting? Because if you move Jared Kelnick, I am going to be upset for the first time in a long
time
with Brian Snicker. I don't think so.
They're not going to move.
But it's a valid question because, you know, you have found, he has found his home until Ronald Acuna is back next year. He's found his home at one. And then I think you might want to put him at two.
Rob, I had a stat coming in here that actually I got from Brad Rowland yesterday that blew my mind talking about the Braves. Blew my mind talking about the Braves last night.
You've given us a horse to ride.
That is it.
We will contemplate that next.
Of course, we will continue
next.
That conversation.
Yes. It's next on the Morning Shift. Triple in for Tiffany on this Friday, July 5th. Sports Radio, 929 again.
Mornings on the Game means more of the Morning Shift.
Nice. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's fin to be 6:22 on this Friday, July 5th. Welcome back to the Morning Shift. Triple in for Tiffany. Braves dropped 2 out of 3 to the Giants. Phillies coming to town.
It's a big series. You know, I know that I've got it that day when I get weird looks and I make Rob laugh. If Rob gives me a weird look or he laughs at anything I say, I'm like, oh, man.
What do you think him looking at you weird
no.
is a sign that you've got it that day?
It's
that's
the,
my default position with
it's
you.
The, no,
my.
It's the Rob, like the Rob, like eye roll smirk. And if Rob's eye rolling and smirking at me, at the ridiculousness I'm saying, then that means
you're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, because, I mean, have you heard what comes out of Triple's mouth most of the time? Mike,
yeah,
so
it's a little bit crazy.
Yeah, so
man, it was built for One Word Wednesday, which we'll bring back probably in the fall. But
so if he gives me a look like that, I know that I'm like, uh-oh.
Well, gentlemen, we got to do this because Mike Johnson, as he's prone to do,
oh, he's a stat geek, titillated.
He said a number that blew him away. What was said number? What say you, sir?
27. All right, that's the number. All right, 27. And I got to give credit to Brad Rowland because I was listening to him last night talk about this, and I was like,
you're
no
a big
way
Brad Rowland guy. He
I
like
do.
Brad. Yeah.
I like Brad.
I like Brad Rowland.
He knows his stuff, man. I was listening to Brad say this, and he drops this stat right here. All right, the Braves, 27 straight games dating all the way back to April 17th. 27 straight games, they have lost when their opponents have scored 4 runs.
Yes,
when their opponents have scored 4 runs. I'm not talking about 8 runs. I'm not talking about 9. Not talking about 12. Four runs. They've lost every single time when their opponents have scored 4 runs in the last 27 games.
Yeah, the last time they beat the Astros 5-4. Last time they won a game with the opponent.
That'll make you vomit.
That shows you right there.
Well, that shows you that anybody won't. If you have anyone standing here and telling you why that their rotation is a weak spot and it's an issue, you need to tell them that they don't watch the game or they need to re-up their talking points because they're from 2022. That's what you need to tell them because the hitting has been the number one thing. And look, we talked about it, Rob, on Wednesday. Right now, it is easy to look at the back end of this lineup and say, oh, this is not good enough because it's not because, you know, Arcia, when he's in, he's not been good. Right now, he's still out with his tooth issue. And then you've got Adam Duvall doing whatever he's doing. And with Michael Harris being out, And so it's Kelnick and a couple of guys on each side of him. And it's not very good right now.
Kelnick's like the most energetic, feisty guy on this entire roster. It seems like they're sleepwalking through the season.
You know what he is? He's a Jock Peterson type personality.
Yeah, well, he is.
Here's how I look at that, though. He wasn't here last year. And it feels like he's the guy in the lineup that feels like he has something to prove.
Yeah. Well, he does.
You
he has
I mean?
Everything
not,
to prove.
He's not riding the
coattails. He was a high draft pick and was kind of
floundering about. I mean, I told the story a million times on here. I drafted him in fantasy baseball when he was in minor league. When he was in the minor leagues, that's how good he was. And I think when you look at it, Jared Kelnick is not riding the coattails of what happened here last year. He's saying, dude, I got to go out and prove I need to be a part of this team.
Well, Chris Sale's doing the same thing if you want to go there.
Yeah. No, Chris I Sale. Agree.
And so is Ronaldo Lopez. So is Grant Holmes.
Oh my gosh, dude, he's been so good. The him coming in for Charlie in the sixth inning last night and getting those two outs was massive.
And he went another two innings, I think, after that. Yeah. I want to see how they respond to this series, because I think this series could tell you a lot about the mentality of this team.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to prove the ultimate end game, because like I said 3 years ago, this is a team that had some acquisitions. They go on a run in August and scratch and claw their way to 500. And since they were so battle-hardened, they were ready for the postseason.
Yeah,
what's going to happen this year? Is it going to be Cody Bellinger? Now his name's being bannered about.
I mean, like, my thing is this: at what point should we expect changes to be made in the way these guys are approaching their at bats? And that's been the most frustrating thing to me. And I know that I expected it probably earlier. And Squid and I had this conversation, Rob, 2 or 3 weeks ago, where I was like, I need to see more actual small ball being played. I need to see when you have a runner on second hitting a ground ball to the right side of the infield, so we can move the runner over. And this team is so boom or bust as far as the long ball goes, as far as hitting for power, that, you know, a lot of times in years past, and even, you know, as recently as May, that when they hit home runs, it felt like they won the game. It's just not that way anymore. All the home runs they hit are solo shots. There's nobody on base. They don't hit runners in scoring position. Yeah. At what point do they say, you know what, maybe I don't need to hit one over the fence. Let me foul one or two off and see if we can move these runners over and get these guys home.
How many balls that were normally home runs have not been home runs this year?
A lot.
There's something with the baseball. Yeah. I'm not excuse making. You still got to come through with a base hit or hit one in the gap to score runs.
It's no longer a conspiracy theory with baseball when they've openly admitted that they've doctored baseballs, that they've juiced them some years and not the other. But I'll say this. The situational hitting is what is disturbing for me. This team is all – the last 3 to 4 years, really this whole run under Snitker has been a team where it's like if you needed a hit, they were clutched. The situational hitting was always really good, and it has not been that way this year. Austin Riley has now gotten hot. Matt Olson hasn't been cold, and he hasn't been hot. He's just been And now that Ozuna
he's been boringly missionary position is what he's
well
been.
He's been a,
yeah
I was gonna say something
I want some reverse cowgirl from this lineup. What do you want from me?
Well, I think there's a couple of Jared Kelnick's giving you the reverse cowgirl. I mean, I think everybody else is not. But what I was gonna
poor Mike, he's like
he's just ho humming along. And when I need when Michael Harris comes back, I need him somewhere in the 6 to 9 range hitting in the lineup. The whole I told you we didn't need a Dansby crowd kind of thing about how Arcia was just as good, if not better. Yeah, I don't think so. I really don't, because whatever Dansby is or isn't doing in Chicago, I know what he did here.
Yep.
And his last 2 to 3 seasons here, he was amazing. And Arcia is so phenomenally good with his glove.
And
his bat is just – you're seeing why he was pushed out of Milwaukee, why he was a backup on the 21 World Series team here. I love the guy, but it is turning into a black hole at shortstop from the plate.
I'll go there with you a little bit, but can we just – we need to back off that just a little bit. If the Braves and Alex looked at Dansby and said, we think there's – you know, he'd do some regression in his offense at the plate and his at-bats, and we don't want to pay him $25 million because he's probably going to regress – I think that's fair.
It wasn't about regression. It was about the price. Never about the regression.
They go hand in hand.
They go hand in hand.
If you're going to regress, they don't want to pay $25 million.
So why didn't they? They could have paid Freddie right off the bat what they wanted to know, and he wasn't going to regress. Now, Freddie left willingly.
Freddie
left willingly at the end, but you knew when this is the same thing that happened with Max Fried. So are they predicting a regression from Max Fried? I love Alex. I love Alex. No one's a bigger Alex Anthopoulos fan than me. But his crystal ball is a lot better when it's basically reviving players' careers than it is, well, this is what I think they're going to be in a couple years. It's always about where the player is going to be age-wise at the end of the contract, more for Alex. Because we have given up on years on prime because they didn't want to pay guys in their late 30s.
Like I said, man, I have no problem with the fact they didn't want to pay Dansby what Chicago has been paying. Now, could he have been differently in a Braves uniform? Sure. Maybe. But look, what is he making, $25 million, $23 million, something in that ballpark? Okay. You're not getting that. You're not getting the offense that you thought you would have out of Dansby, out of Arcia.
Nowhere near.
Seemingly had an all-star shortstop land in your lap last year. So I think, I think we can go say Dansby this, Dansby that. I got bad news for you, too. When Michael Harris comes back in the lineup, he's not going to be the savior either.
I don't want him to be a savior. I just don't want him to be an automatic out.
But I keep seeing people on social media, when we get Michael Harris back, we shouldn't have Forrest Wall and all these guys at the bottom lineup. Guess what? Michael Harris wasn't knocking the cover off of it
either. But Michael Harris was having on a hot streak. He was really starting to find his groove like he did late last year. People don't expect him to come back and be hitting 600. What they don't expect, though, is 7, 8, 9. You might as well just say it's like an automatic walk where you like go to first. They just might as well walk up and have the pitcher throw three pitches, and then he walks back to the dugout. That's what 7, 8, 9 are right now in this lineup.
All right, since let's hear from Sean Murphy about when everyone gets healthy. He's not going to yell at us like Squid is.
Sure. Yeah, I know I'm missing Mike. Stinks there at the top of the lineup. But, we got to make do in the time being and score some more runs.
No, make
you just
do.
Wake up from a nap?
Just what
he sounded like.
That's a somber post-game locker room.
Is Travis d'Arnaud rested enough from playing so much early in the season? Because I've seen about a month of Sean Murphy, and I like him too, but I think d'Arnaud needs to get more of the starts at right now.
Listen, to your point about Michael Harris, I feel like Sean Murphy is – finally, in the last week or so, started to hit the ball a lot harder. I mean, he has. Listen, by no means is he a 400 hitter, but let's take it for what it is. D'Arnaud was great. I mean, he was like a firework. He was great for what he was asked to do. But I mean, I'm cool with letting Sean Murphy get. If we're gonna let everybody else in the lineup build up to where they're somehow hot in August, let's let Sean Murphy do the same thing.
Yeah, but there are options. You don't have options in those other places. You don't have options at third.
You better find.
You don't have options at first. You don't have options in the outfield. You don't have options. Ozzie's not being – Ozzie is the most protected player in this city, I think. No one gets a free pass more than Ozzie for the things he doesn't do at times at the plate. And he's had some bad at-bats,
There's been a lot of bad at-bats.
Dude, he hit a couple balls last night, though, I will say. I don't know how he hit the single he had later in the game. I want to say it was maybe the sixth or seventh inning. He hits a ball off the ground. I mean, off the ground. The ball might have hit home plate had he not hit it. And he hits it off the ground and somehow gets it out of there. And I thought to myself – maybe that's him, being able to put the bat to the ball in those crazy kind of pitches that Ozzie's really been known for over the span of his career.
And when all these fans want to celebrate not paying guys, hope you celebrate it next year when you don't have Spencer Strider to start the season. You don't have Charlie Morton because he's retired. You don't know what Ronaldo Lopez is and Max Fried starting against you in either Philadelphia or L.A. Because that's happening. Well, and that's a guy that should have been damn well paid already. And he hasn't. And that is not Alex's fault. That is the formula that the ownership group has given him that he has to play within. That's the problem.
Fundamentally, the most frustrating thing last night, I'm watching the game, seventh inning, what, Braves are down 4-2. I go, they're not going to do anything. Last year, I was convinced they would do it. Last year, but last time, thinking,
I'm fist pumping when Grant Holmes gets out of that inning. He gets Charlie Morton out of that inning. I'm fist pumping. I'm going, but for what? Why am I that excited? Because I don't see any.
He has
often.
A good story, laboring in the minor leagues for 10 years for finally getting a shot with those epic locks of his.
Well, Forrest Wall did get a sack bunt. I think he got two. So, nice all the small catch. Ball fans can celebrate with the loss.
If that's what it takes.
If that's what it takes, you should do it.
Didn't do anything, did it?
Coming up next, of course, we had the Peachtree Road Race yesterday. And it reminds me of one of the most epic and hilarious trolls of all time in sports, specifically the marathon. That's coming up next. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 99 The Game.
Don't touch that dial.
This is the Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now listen up.
Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't funny.
With TB's Time Out on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
This is actually all about Tribble because Tiffany's not here. Tribble in for Tiffany. Oh, by the way, I will be in all week next week for Mac.
You are?
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Better come ready to talk.
Is that what it is?
I think you need to keep your own house in order before you start contemplating other people's houses.
I don't have a house. I have a nation.
Okay.
One nation.
Don't make me walk out of this room right now.
Just another failed state to talk about.
Yeah, man, I'm headed on vacation, though.
Where are you going?
Man, we're going, so it's basically Gulf Shores. It's a little bit west of Gulf Shores, Fort Morgan, Alabama.
Yeah, very familiar.
A little bit more desolate, I'd say, you know, but we're going down there with a big old group, wife's family, so it'd be a lot of fun, man. I think we got upwards somewhere between 20 and 25, big old house down there, so don't.
In one house?
Yeah.
No way, dude. Uh-uh. No way.
Well, it's an 18-bedroom house that I was not in charge of booking. So
18-bedroom house.
Yeah, well, it's actually a duplex, not on each side. But, it's massive. I'll show you. It's massive. But
Tony Montana's house.
This is sounding more Florida every time he's keep talking.
What do you mean?
It went from a house. It's really just a duplex.
Yeah, it's just a nine-room.
No. It's Fort Morgan, Alabama.
Duplex.
Listen, Fort Morgan is one of those places you better hope you don't have to go to Publix to pick anything up to cook with.
Do they have
a
Publix or is it a Piggly Wiggly?
They don't even. There's no.
I love Piggly Wiggly.
If you can't get it at the dock, you know what I mean? Where there's. At the wharf down there.
So basically you're going to have to hunt and gather for your food next week.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you want to get everything before you get to the house. There's going to be a Costco stop along the way for sure.
Are you guys Publix or Kroger shoppers? Or are you like a rotator? Because
now it's gotten where it's Aldi and Lidl.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I've always been a Kroger guy. And yesterday my buddy had that cookout. And I was like, hey, can I bring anything? And he forgot, I guess, like most of the toppings. And I was like, and so I did he's a Publix guy and I know it. And I said,
yeah.
You want me to go to Publix or Kroger? And he's like, Publix. And we actually have a listener who loves all of this. Her name's Miss Pearl and she works at the Publix. But I never, every time I go in there.
Does Miss Pearl, she make the sandwiches?
No, she works up front from what I hear.
Oh, okay.
I've never gotten to talk to her. But everybody's like, you better get in there because Miss Pearl was asking about you. And I'm like, and I work out with her sons at the gym I work out at. And they're like, dude. My mom wants to see you.
Do they skip leg day like you do all the time?
No, they actually do leg day. You can tell.
Yeah. No, I would say I am a Publix guy based strictly off location.
Yeah.
That's why I'm a Kroger guy. That's why I go to the Kroger because it's a little bit more convenient for me on my way home.
But where I live in Sandy Springs, if I come out of my neighborhood and go out to Roswell Road, I could turn left and be at Publix in a half mile or turn right and be at another Publix within 2 miles. Like they're that close to one another. That's crazy.
If you're on vacation, you should probably just give your address out.
I do have a house sitter, though. House sitters. I'm gonna talk on that in fair foul.
Is he armed and dangerous? Just dangerous?
To say publicly, yes. I don't know, but I will say publicly, yes, just in case I need to.
All right, Peachtree Road Race. What'd you say about the... I don't remember. I just know probably a Kenyan one because they are just... genetically hardwired to be wonderful distance runners because of the altitude of their country, for one thing.
Yeah. First off, I would tell you that Abe Gordon did not win.
Did not.
He was only
the stunner upset of the day.
But I'll tell you, he was only like little over 30 minutes off the pace of the winner.
That a boy, Gabe.
It's amazing. You look at Abe, but you think, well, if a bumblebee can fly, certainly Abe Gordon can run. It's the same aerodynamic principle.
He kind of looks like a bumblebee without the wings, like a giant bumblebee. Because bumblebees kind of have that round body.
He should wear a bumblebee costume.
Oh, I'm dying right now, dude.
Could you imagine him in a bumblebee?
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
That's what he should go for Halloween as, a giant bumblebee.
He should be the bee from the old video.
He could go around like putting his butt out trying to sting people.
Dude, I'm weak right now. That was funny, man. Anybody that's ever seen Abe Gordon, that makes so much sense. Oh, my God, that's funny.
The first six men's finishers were Kenyans. The winning time from Sebastian, I'm gonna butcher his last name, but Sawley?
I've been saying Sal. I don't know.
Was 28 minutes, 3 seconds. I think Abe Gordon ran in like 58:40 or something like that.
Oh, boy, Gabe.
But seven of the top 10 finishers in the men's division were Kenyan. One American finished 10th, Joseph Trojan. Congratulations to him on finishing in the top 10. The women's top time was 31 minutes and 12 seconds. 9 of the top 10 women were Kenyan, and one American who finished 10th, Susanna Sullivan.
And I taught you that Eritrea is actually a country in Africa. You had no idea.
Yeah,
I thought I was making stuff up.
The seventh finishing man, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name because there's a lot of S's and the last name, but it's Yaman Haile Selassie, I believe is how you pronounce it.
We'll go with that.
He's from ERI, is what the country.
Eritrea, yeah.
Eritrea, and I said, is that a country? And Rob goes, yeah, It's in Africa. It's in East Africa. And I go,
no, it's
you
not.
You completely thought he's BSing.
Well, because you looked at me like you roll your eyes, and I'm like, is this real?
It's one of those things where Rob just talks, and he just makes everybody believe him because he's so, you know,
and apparently
so believable.
It is located right on the Red Sea, which you have informed me is indeed not red.
I don't know that he's so sure about that one. He goes,
is it red or not?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I
was gonna say that. I didn't hear as much believability in the voice when you said that one. But the Eritrea one was out of left field.
It would appear to be blue.
Yeah. There you go.
Light blue and dark
there
blue.
There you go. I've never
it's not red.
Because the red tides kill fish, don't they? You've been to Florida.
I think the beach is red here.
Dude.
The coastline. I don't know. Hell, I don't know. I've never been over there.
I went to an outdoor wedding in Destin during red tide down there, and everybody by the middle of it was going,
yeah.
Does it smell?
No, it gets in your throat. It makes it hard to breathe.
What is it?
It just like stifles the oxygen levels in the water and kills fish. It's not good.
I don't know. For some reason, something becomes airborne and it makes everybody kind of cough.
Now I got to Google, what is the red tide? You can continue while I Google this.
So I've run the Peachtree Road Race once. 1984, I ran it. Didn't even train.
1984?
Yeah, I was in high school. I didn't even train. After that, I had always had friends that lived along the route, so we'd just go there and have mimosas.
Yeah.
And watch the Kenyans sprint by. They're just so incredible to watch. How can you maintain that pace?
You ever ran it?
No, there's no danger of that.
I ran it once. I think it was like 15 or 16. Me and Big Hugh Douglas ran it.
Yeah, and I remember that. Yeah.
Hugh carried Thor's hammer the entire way. And I would get way up in front of him, and then I'd be like, "Oh, Hugh, I wanted to run it with Hugh." So I would come back, and I think Hugh said to me, "He's like, you know what? I've gained respect for you." I go, "Why?" Because they'll hand you drinks as you go down it. And someone handed me a Bud Heavy, and I chugged it in the middle of the race. Now it was nowhere.
Yes, that's my kind of race.
It was nowhere near as hot as it was yesterday, but I chugged it, and he was like, "I can't believe you drank that whole beer." He goes, "That was Bud Heavy." I go, and it was freaking delicious.
You just wonder how you didn't cramp up midway through.
Well, I wonder how I didn't throw up.
Peachtree Road Race reminds me of one of the most epic, hilarious trolls ever perpetrated, I think, in sports in general. It was a 1980 Boston Marathon. This woman, Rosie Ruiz, came out of nowhere to win it. Nobody knew who she was. It's like, how'd this happen? Nobody had any idea who she was. Well, what Rosie Ruiz did, she took the subway, got off the subway about a mile before the finish line, and then finished the race and got all the accolades, Good Morning America, all just the most amazing thing. Mm. But she finally got exposed because there was a freelance photographer on the subway. No, I saw her on the subway.
That's awesome.
But she was like a profoundly mentally ill woman, too. I think she had many, many problems after that. But that troll, it was the funny. The level of outrage just cracked me up.
What year was it, 80?
1980, Rosie Ruiz. There's a good documentary about her, too.
Dude, that is pretty good. I
admire that so much.
Imagine the cojones.
What, that kind of cheating?
Oh, yeah.
That level of cheating.
Just over-the-top, blatant, unapologetic cheating.
Why wouldn't she have, like, a tracksuit and maybe, like, a mask, like a ski mask on or something, or maybe have a hood?
She dumps the tracksuit into a trash can as she gets off the subway.
Yeah. I mean, you know, kind of do, like, a Clark Kent thing. Like, she goes in a phone booth and comes out in her outfit, and she just starts drench yourself with water.
For a guy that prides myself on being a rule follower, I do love that story, though. I do love that. Well,
Tiffany would be disappointed in you.
I know. Because, you know, the thing is, it sucks. It sucks to have that mentality because I'm thinking about the person that should have won and got all the accolades.
Of course.
I'm like, man, that poor person.
I know.
But at the same time, I'm going,
but they're a part of the story now. Nobody would even know anything about it.
Red tide is an algal bloom.
Yep.
And it occurs when colonies of algae, simple ocean plants live in the sea, grow out of control.
Out of control.
I don't know how they got into my lungs, and everybody else is at that wedding I was at.
It's probably
imagine trying to listen to the whole thing, and then everybody's going, ugh!
It's probably some kind of odor or, you know, substance it puts out.
Well, if you want to sue the ocean, this hour is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Sue the ocean! What do you want to do next? It doesn't matter. It's Friday. It's technically still a holiday, a long holiday weekend.
Well, let's talk about how the type of pace the Falcons offense may play with in 2024.
Pace, pace, pace. It's coming up next on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 99 The Game. Sue the ocean!
Don't touch that dial.
This is the Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now listen up.
Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't funny.
With TB's Time Out on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
This is actually all about Tribble because Tiffany's not here. Tribble in for Tiffany. Oh, by the way, I will be in all week next week for Mike.
You are?
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Better come ready to talk.
Is that what it is?
I think you need to keep your own house in order before you start contemplating other people's houses.
I don't have a house. I have a nation.
Okay.
One nation.
Don't make me walk out of this room right now. Don't make me walk out of this room right now.
Just another failed state to talk about.
Yeah, man, I'm headed on vacation, though.
Where are you going?
Man, we're going, so it's basically Gulf Shores. It's a little bit west of Gulf Shores, Fort Morgan, Alabama.
Yeah, very familiar.
A little bit more desolate, I'd say, you know, but we're going down there with a big old group, wife's family, so it'd be a lot of fun, man. I think we got upwards somewhere between 20 and 25, big old house down there, so don't.
In one house?
Yeah.
No way, dude. Uh-uh. No way.
Well, it's an 18-bedroom house that I was not in charge of booking. So
18-bedroom house?
Yeah, well, it's actually a duplex, not on each side. But, it's massive. I'll show you. It's massive. But
Tony Montana's house?
This is sounding more Florida every time he's keep talking.
What do you mean?
It went from a house. It's really just a duplex.
Yeah, it's just a nine-room.
It's in Fort Morgan, Alabama.
Duplex.
Listen, Fort Morgan is one of those places you better hope you don't have to go to Publix to pick anything up to cook with.
Do they have a Publix or is it a Piggly Wiggly?
They don't even. There's no.
I
Piggly
love Piggly Wiggly.
Dude, if you can't get it at the dock, you know what I mean? Where there's. At the wharf down there.
So basically, you're going to have to hunt and gather for your food next week.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you want to get everything before you get to the house. There's going to be a Costco stop along the way for sure.
Are you guys Publix or Kroger shoppers? Or are you like a rotator? Because
now it's gotten where it's Aldi and Lidl.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I've always been a Kroger guy. And yesterday, my buddy had that cookout, and I was like, hey, can I bring anything? And he forgot, I guess, like most of the toppings. And I was like, and so I did he's a Publix guy and I know it. And I said, yeah. You want me to go to Publix or Kroger? And he's like, Publix. And we actually have a listener who loves all of this. Her name's Miss Pearl, and she works at the Publix. But I never, every time I go in there.
Does Miss Pearl, she make the sandwiches?
No, she works up front from what I hear.
Oh, okay.
I've never gotten to talk to her. But everybody's like, you better get in there because Miss Pearl was asking about you. And I'm like, I work out with her sons at the gym I work out at. And they're like, dude. My mom wants to see you.
Do they skip leg day like you do all the time?
No, they actually do leg day. You can tell.
Yeah. No, I would say I am a Publix guy based strictly off location.
Yeah.
That's why I'm a Kroger guy. That's why I go to the Kroger because it's a little bit more convenient for me on my way home.
But I live in Sandy Springs, if I come out of my neighborhood and go out to Roswell Road, I could turn left and be at Publix in a half mile or turn right and be at another Publix within 2 miles. Like they're that close to one another. That's crazy.
If you're on vacation, you should probably just give your address out.
I do have a house sitter though. House sitters. I'm gonna talk on that in fair foul.
Is he armed and dangerous? Just dangerous.
To say publicly, yes. I don't know, but I will say publicly yes, just in case I need to.
All right, Peachtree Road Race. What'd you say about the? I don't remember. I just know probably a Kenyan one because they are just. Genetically hardwired to be wonderful distance runners because of the altitude of their country, for one thing.
Yeah. First off, I would tell you that Abe Gordon did not win.
Did not.
He was only
the stunner upset of the day.
But I'll tell you, he was only like little over 30 minutes off the pace of the winner.
That a boy, Gabe.
It's amazing. You look at Abe, but you think, well, if a bumblebee can fly, certainly Abe Gordon can run. It's the same aerodynamic principle.
He kind of looks like a bumblebee without the wings, like a giant bumblebee. Because bumblebees kind of have that round body.
He should wear a bumblebee costume.
Oh, I'm dying right now, dude.
Could you imagine him in a bumblebee?
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
That's what he should go for Halloween as, a giant bumblebee.
He should be the bee from the old video.
He could go around like putting his butt out trying to sting people.
Dude, I'm weak right now. That was funny, man. Anybody that's ever seen Abe Gordon, that makes so much sense. Oh, my God, that's funny.
The first six men's finishers were Kenyans. The winning time from Sebastian, I'm going to butcher his last name, but Solway. Sally.
I've been saying Sal. I don't know.
Was 28 minutes, 3 seconds. I think Abe Gordon ran it in like 58:40 or something like that.
Oh, boy, Gabe.
But 7 of the top 10 finishers in the men's division were Kenyan. One American finished 10th, Joseph Trojan. Congratulations to him on finishing in the top 10. The women's top time was 31 minutes and 12 seconds. 9 of the top 10 women were Kenyan. And one American who finished 10th, Susanna Sullivan.
And I taught you that Eritrea is actually a country in Africa. You had no
idea. Yeah,
I thought I was making stuff up.
The seventh finishing man, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name because there's a lot of S's in the last name, but it's Yaman Haile Selassie, I believe is how you pronounce it.
We'll go with that.
He's from ERI is what the country.
Eritrea, yeah.
Eritrea. And I said, is that a country? And Rob goes, yeah, it's in Africa. It's in East Africa. And I go,
no, it's not.
You completely thought he's BSing.
Well, because you looked at me like you roll your eyes, and I'm like, is this real?
It's one of those things where Rob just talks, and he just makes everybody believe him because he's so, you know,
and apparently
so believable.
It is located right on the Red Sea, which you have informed me is indeed not red.
I don't know that he's so sure about that one. He goes,
is it red or not?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
I didn't hear as much believability in the voice when you said that one. The Eritrea one was out of left field.
It would appear to be blue.
Yeah. There you go.
Light blue and dark
there
blue.
There you go. I've never
it's not red.
Because the red tides kill fish, don't they? You've been to Florida.
I think the beach is red here.
Dude.
The coastline. I don't know. Hell, I don't know. I've never been over there.
I went to an outdoor wedding in Destin during red tide down there, and everybody by the middle of it was going,
yeah.
Does it smell?
No, it gets in your throat. It makes it hard to breathe.
What is it?
It just like stifles the oxygen levels in the water and kills fish. It's not good.
I don't know. For some reason, something becomes airborne and it makes everybody kind of cough.
Now I got to Google, what is the red tide? You can continue while I Google this.
So I've run the Peachtree Road Race once. 1984, I ran it. Didn't even train.
1984?
I was in high school. I didn't even train. After that, I always had friends that lived along the route, so we'd just go there and have mimosas.
Yeah.
And watch the Kenyans
cheer everybody
sprint
on.
By. They're just so incredible to watch. So how can you maintain that pace?
You ever ran it?
No, I ran it.
I ran it once. I think it was like 15 or 16. Me and Big Hugh Douglas ran it.
Yeah, and I remember that. Yeah.
Hugh carried Thor's hammer the entire way. And I would get way up in front of him, and then I'd be like, "Oh, Hugh, I wanted to run it with Hugh." So I would come back, and I think Hugh said to me, "He's like, you know what? I've gained respect for you." I go, "Why?" Because they'll hand you drinks as you go down it, and someone handed me a Bud Heavy, and I chugged it in the middle of the race. Now it was nowhere.
Yes, that's my kind of racing.
It was nowhere near as hot as it was yesterday, but I chugged it, and Hugh was like, "I can't believe you drank that whole beer." He goes, "That was Bud Heavy." I go, "And it was freaking delicious."
You just wonder how you didn't cramp up midway through.
Well, I wonder how I didn't throw up.
Peachtree Road Race reminds me of one of the most epic, hilarious trolls ever perpetrated, I think, in sports in general. It was a 1980 Boston Marathon. This woman, Rosie Ruiz, came out of nowhere to win it. Nobody knew who she was. It's like, how'd this happen? Nobody had any idea who she was. Well, what Rosie Ruiz did, she took the subway, got off the subway about a mile before the finish line, and then finished the race and got all the accolades. Good morning, America. It was just the most amazing thing. Mm. But she finally got exposed because there was a freelance photographer on the subway. No, I saw her on the subway.
That's awesome.
But she was like a profoundly mentally ill woman, too. I think she had many, many problems after that. But that troll, it was the funniest. The level of outrage just cracked me up.
What year was it, 80?
1980. Rosie Ruiz. There's a good documentary about her, too.
Dude, that is pretty good. I
admire that so much.
Imagine the cojones.
What, that kind of cheating?
Oh, yeah.
That level of cheating.
Just over-the-top, blatant, unapologetic cheating.
Why wouldn't she?
Wonderful.
Why wouldn't she have, like, a tracksuit and maybe, like, a mask, like a ski mask on or something? Or maybe have a hood.
She dumps the tracksuit into a trash can as she gets off the subway.
Yeah. I mean, you know, kind of do, like, a Clark Kent thing. Like, she goes in a phone booth and comes out in her outfit, and she just starts drench yourself with water.
For a guy that prides myself on being a rule follower, I do love that story, though. I do love that. Man.
Tiffany will be disappointed in you.
I know. Because, you know what? The thing is, it sucks. It sucks to have that mentality because I'm thinking about the person that should have won and got all the accolades.
Of course.
I'm like, man, that poor person.
I know.
But at the same time, I'm going.
But they're a part of the story now. Nobody would even.
Yeah, it's true.
Know anything about it.
Red tide is an algal bloom.
Yep.
And it occurs when colonies of algae, simple ocean plants live in the sea, grow out of control.
Out of control.
I don't know how they got into my lungs and everybody else is at that wedding I was at.
It's probably
imagine trying to listen to the whole thing and then everybody's going, ugh!
It's probably some kind of odor or you know, substance it puts out.
Well, if you want to sue the ocean, this hour is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Sue the ocean. What do you want to do next? It doesn't matter. It's Friday. It's technically still a holiday, a long holiday weekend.
Well, let's talk about how the type of pace the Falcons offense may play with in 2024.
Pace. It's coming up next on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 99 The Game. Sue the ocean.